Our name is the RR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Welcome to our season 6, episode 1.
Where we're going, we need the streets again. We underestimated, like, the traffic up there was really high, and then there was a baby, and we're like, fuck, let's get back on the road. Because that's where the hardcore shit happens. Mm. We're, like, even more hardcore this season, because our intro is the best thing ever. I haven't heard it yet, but yet I have. And it's awesome in both ways, in which I haven't heard it, and what I have.
That is just true.
I assume it's the best intro ever, and if it's not, then I'm a liar, and life is meaningless.
It is.
Kevin's been replaced by a baby this week. He's still not back. He got lost in Disney World, and we had to replace him with an infant, because George, like, freaked out, and he just threw a baby at us and said, here, let it host. And then we didn't know what to do.
Speaking of not knowing what to do, last week I went to type the title in and I didn't know how far to go.
It's just like you just kept typing, you type the whole one ups into it. You end off at, my name is Jeff. He fooled a lot of people. He's like, he thought he was Kevin. I was like, all right, do Kevin. My name is Jeff.
That was a show. Once again, thank you to George for filling in. It was fun.
So I'm a good bit of the way into listening to that podcast episode, and I must say, I enjoy George. I mean, he's not me.
Nobody is you except maybe Cordy.
That's true. But it when he laughs, I think I almost die, like, every time. There's something about George's laugh that, like, then I start laughing, and then it gets uncontrollable. And
I couldn't take it when he botched the impression of you. Like, first he, like, tried to do the accent, and then, like, we were going to do this bit where he was going to read all of your Disney tweets and pretend he was you updating, and then he just goes, when he just said, I can't do it, it was just too much. Like, it turned out even better than if the bit had succeeded.
Oh.
Like, I can't do it.
Like, there was, like, a pause where, like, he thought about it, like, no. This has been the recap of the season 5 finale, in which we drove off into the sunset. Now we're back. But I don't have any bits for why we're back, because I didn't have it yet.
Last time on our podcast. George
saved the podcast.
It was fun.
And we had lots of bits. And there was a purse.
I've got naughty bits.
So, one up.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. Season 6, we forgot how to do the show.
We forget how to do the show.
That's just true. Nothing is really new. I have acquired a lot of toys.
And a whooping cough that sounds like a baby's whooping cough.
I was sick. It's
actually, when a baby's having it, it's called whooper cough.
Cat got sick from Kevin's house. Kevin's house made cat sick.
And I got cat sick, that's awesome.
Then cat got me sick.
Aha!
But I'm okay now, I think.
I did get sick. I was fine. I was in the quarantine zone.
So, my Gengar iPhone case arrived, along with a bunch of other toys, but those are insignificant compared to the iPhone case.
Those are insignificant compared to the Gengar iPhone case.
Correct. So there's a lot of shit in there. Swatch vlog, look at the picture, whatever. But today, I was, more importantly than any of the toku stuff, today I was out, and I found the pop vinyls for the Flash and Arrow.
That's funny.
And I'm really happy. I did find Sarah and Captain Cold and Deathstroke. Hot Topic had a one that was labeled Oliver Queen. It was just, like, Ollie's head on the arrow suit. So I'm like, well, that's kind of boring, so I didn't get that one. And I couldn't find Reverse Flash. I found the Flash ones at GameStop, which was kind of strange. I walked into GameStop, and there's this Flash on the shelf. I'm like, yes.
I want the Captain Cold one. It's so adorable. It's like a little Michael Scofield guy in a winter coat. So committed to his cult bit. It's funny.
The greatest thing is that on the back of the Arrow packages, it shows some more ones that are coming out. And so they have, like, the Arrow on... Excuse you.
Excuse you. You just coughed right in. It's like, Stanley, you have just spit in my face.
They have the Arrow Unmasked, which is just like the Arrow figure but without the eye mask on. Which I'm like, man, how many variants are you going to have? And then they have Deathstroke Unmasked, which I might get because I don't see them making any other like actual Slade versions.
I want the one where he took the eye patch off and he just got a hole. Like, Deathstroke Unpatched.
I think it's awesome once to fuck the pop vinyl in the hole.
No, that would be really weird. That gives Dawson a whole new meaning to the term eye fucking.
Dawson wants to eye fuck Slade.
It's a new iCarly for that.
Like, I'm just picturing someone say eye fuck Slade. Oh really? No, literally. I literally. Like, not the single letter I, the three letter I. Surprisingly, it didn't need as much lube as I thought. Oh my god, this is getting so... Season 6, everybody.
Season 6 starts with I Fuck Slade.
The greatest one that I didn't know was coming out is Diggle in the Arrow outfit.
Oh my god! I have to have 5 of that one. To make my own team of Diggles. Oh, that one's tickles. Amazing. Tickles.
I was so happy. Bug. I'm like, this is exciting. Oh.
Natalie's banjo is being confirmed.
Oh,
give it a cough.
I'm dying.
Please do.
The other Flash ones were Captain Cold without his glasses and hood, and then Flash with a normal berry head, but whatever. But those are really awesome, and I'm glad I found them. I was really excited for those.
I want normal Barry head.
That was, that was the highlight of my week. So, the highlight of my week was not coming home to 3 boxes, but instead finding Flash pop and Arrow pop vinyls.
That's pretty much like, life. It's pretty much fitting of the whole podcast in general.
Yes.
Especially after the intro.
Hence the opening.
The disappointment of Brian's week was that he didn't have Kaylee to boss him around anymore.
That's okay, we came home to Kat's niece, so it was vaguely similar.
This opened the... Excuse me. Very rude. You may not speak to Jackie Chan. You do not deserve it. Like, you just open the door and there's just some sort of toddler in your house. Just there. And then you just slowly close the door. Let's go out to eat. We don't need to go home yet. It's like that episode where Spencer kept seeing that little girl around his apartment. That's what I imagine it's like. Hi, Carly. I'll clarify.
Anyway, I'm done.
Are you?
I hope you are, guys.
Okay, so my turn. So my week has been pretty much all about Halo.
Good man.
I finished Halo 1, and I was about to be super pissed because, like, I played the last 3 missions in a row, and in particular, like, episode mission 7, it's like that one where you have to fly around to those 3 places and shut off those things or whatever. It took me forever because I kept getting lost. But anyway, the bottom line is I finished it, and near the end of the credits, the game froze, and it all of a sudden said, this user is logged out. And when I got back in, it said 7 out of 10 missions completed and none of the achievements were there. And I was like, oh, fuck no. It was like, I know that I've seen the game. I've beaten it already multiple times and I could logically move on to Halo 2. But because I didn't have the recognition, I couldn't do it. And as soon as I was ready to just rage quit all of life, like, all of a sudden I go back to the main menu and it says 10 out of 10, and then all the achievements are there, but I didn't get the little noise of victory, the little noise. It just makes you so happy for some reason. But yeah, I was like...
The front menu for Master Chief Collection just, like, breaks sometimes. It's like, oh, I don't know how many missions you completed.
It's just... It was so frustrating because... I don't know. I'm glad it didn't happen and I didn't have to go replay it, because I was thinking, fuck, I'll just play Halo 2 and then go back and finish the missions later. But especially after dealing with the Flood. I'm so sick of the Flood. They're the worst thing of all time. And then I've been watching... Well, it started as rewatching, and now I'm watching past where I was, stuff I haven't seen, but I'm watching RV and the Chief, which is just really hilarious. So I'll probably be quoting it a lot. And... I think that's it. My only mundane story this week was from a clever line I thought I had when... Not really clever, but I thought it was a funny moment. I had lunch with my friend, like, at the beginning of the week, and he was taking for fucking ever to decide on what he wanted to eat. I swear it was, like, 20 minutes. And when the waitress finally comes up and says, "Are you ready?" for, like, the millionth time, he asked me, he said, "Are you ready?" And I just go, "I've been ready for centuries." And he didn't get it, but I was smiling really big when I said it. And I just came off really awkward because I was just sitting there thinking about Flash. Everyone's like, "Do you want your food or not?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, but let me just think about Flareo for a second." And then I ordered and went in the bathroom and thought about Diggle.
Oh, God.
But I know
what that's code for.
Yeah, Dawson jacking off thinking about Diggle.
Way to spell it out. It's actually code for Sarah's boobs. Everything is code for Sarah's boobs.
No, no, I'm pretty sure it was Diggle.
That's pretty much, it's both at the same time. It's Diggle with Sarah's boobs. Super awkward, but it works. He also wears the wig that he stole from Laurel.
Oh,
that's
going
to be the costume he gets. You're going to need a costume. Takes Laurel's wig. Diggle, that's not what I meant. And then he just started jumping around saying, "I'm the canary," and he just started screaming. Like that.
Except we didn't have the choker thing, so we were just yelling really loud.
It's exactly. Diggle just has like a really loud scream. It's like a roar. So that's been my week. Halo and Diggle.
The life.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Well, I got this fancy new ring on my finger. That's a thing that happened.
I thought you were gonna say you got a fancy new ringtone.
Yeah.
When you get married, you both change your ringtones.
You change your ringtone.
That's how marriage works.
I got the movie Ninja Turtle figures because they were on my groom's cake. So
we had to fix them.
You know, I'm gonna tell that story in a moment. Other stuff. I got some stuff from Disney World, mostly plushes. Hawlucha plush, Indiana Jones, Mickey. I got a Stitch. I got.
Where'd you get cut?
You're so stupid. We got a bride and groom Mickey and Minnie. We got. What else did I get? This one over here got a Minnie Mouse as Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas because that's what she does.
Oh, that's cool.
We did the Build-A-Dino down at the Downtown Disney, the T-Rex restaurant. They have a Build-A-Bear Build-A-Dino, so I made Anki Don.
Donkey Kong?
Not Donkey Kong, Anki Don.
Donkey Kong.
She laughed at me because I put little
cousin.
Shoes on him.
It's my cousin, Donkey Kong.
Like, he has to wear shoes.
He's not very fast. He's worn a thong for centuries.
So my little dinosaur has cargo shorts and a bad to the bone t-shirt and shoes. And he's adorable and I love him.
This was his honeymoon, guys.
That's right.
What'd you do on your honeymoon? Got a dinosaur stuffed animal. Want to check it out?
Yeah, I got a Zelda t-shirt and I got some Star Wars pins. I know I got a Star Wars t-shirt. They didn't have the one I wanted, and I got a – what else did I get from there? I got an animal, like, from the Muppets t-shirt. So that was cool. I feel like I got more plushes than that, but I don't remember. Brian came down to stay at my house with Kat. Guys, I'm pretty sure that's not and as you may have heard last week – And just like Brian said, Kaylee was very excited. She was excited for like a week. And what had happened was, we were driving home one day, and I was talking to her about Brian and Kat were coming. And at one point, she just said, Brian and Dawson. I said, no, not Dawson, Brian and Kat. And she asked me, why not Dawson? I said, because Dawson's a jerk.
You know, that's
right. So then she went around just telling everyone, Dawson's not coming because he's a jerk. Brian and Kat are coming. Which was funny because she's four.
Your mom could not help herself.
So they come down and she gets all excited. And literally every time we got home, Kaylee just walks in the door, Brian!
And Brian runs. Where are you? Through the stained glass door. He was like, oh, shit.
Brian, come here. Brian. Like, she wouldn't leave him alone.
There was one time where she wanted to play hide and seek. She was counting and I just walked off.
She criticized him.
She criticized him for what? For his bad hide and seek?
No, he was building a tower and then she was like, you're not supposed to do that. And then she started building a tower and she was like, Mom, come see my pretty tower.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Brian's complaining about that.
And then Brian knocked down the tower and stormed off.
Kat got attached to the baby, I think.
You think?
But
no.
it was nice having Brian and Kat here. We got the Cane's chicken and they got addicted to the bread.
Yes.
And then they went and bought out the place of bread and got a bunch of Bob's or something. And like I'm sitting. We're at the honeymoons eating dinner, and I'm on Facebook waiting for my food because that's what I do. And I just see this goofy ass picture of Brian at Cane's. Like, well, I know what they're doing tonight. And
when you were there, did you get the mark of Cane? Get it?
You're so stupid.
That one just compulses you to eat chicken instead of murder people. So, like, it's not as urgent to get it off.
We played Munchkin with Brian and Kat. It was our first time playing Munchkin. That was really fun.
Is that code for sex?
Someone over here got very addicted to Munchkin. She's like, no, we have to go buy that game now.
Thankfully, then, they have the normal version at Target and such.
Yeah. And, so we did that, and we had a lot of fun with Brian, so I dragged Brian anytime I had to go somewhere because I said, well, why the fuck not? He's at my house. I may as well take him places with me. So we went to Toys R Us, like he talked about, and he saw how I literally have no toy buying options because there's nothing there. And
like
then,
the entire trip, I didn't get to buy anything because there was nothing there.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't even a figure I never bought and was like, oh, I might as well buy it to commemorate being here. No, there wasn't even that option.
No, there was just literally nothing. And
you couldn't even do what Kevin did in California and just buy DVDs you could literally get anywhere in the country.
Well, and then I took him – I had to go get the groomsmen gifts and pick up the bridesmaid gifts and the serving set for the wedding. And I take Brian with me and we go to pick it up. And we're like, this isn't everything. And Brian's just standing there. He doesn't know what to do. I show the lady. She's like, you're right. This isn't everything. So I call home. I'm like, they're telling me they're missing some of our stuff. And Brian, I think Brian could hear through the phone, what the fuck do you mean? Like, she's just screaming. Brian's standing there, like, laughing awkwardly. Well, we had a fun time with that. We go. And Brian picks up his tux, and he had to get a new jacket. And so he gets this new jacket, like, literally like, about 3 hours before the wedding.
Men's Warehouse, man.
And he looks like he's wearing – like, he looks like a little kid wearing his dad's jacket. So it's all oversized and shit.
It was the jacket that's in the picture I tweeted.
Yeah, and it was really funny. But we get to the wedding, and my mother – calls, she sees it and is like, no, this isn't happening. This is unacceptable.
Your mother's amazing.
She calls Ben's Warehouse and bitches them out. And they're like, well, can you come in and get it adjusted? She's like, no, you're coming to me.
They bleeped her.
Like, she's like, you're coming to me. We're right over here, not too far from y'all. Y'all are coming over here. So they did just that. They drove out to us and I don't know what the fuck they did.
They gave me the old one.
Oh, they gave you the old code?
They were prepared to fix the arms, the cuffs, whatever, on the one that I was wearing. But she said, I brought the old one. And I'm like, let me try the old one on again. And we determined that it was fine.
Does Brian had a problem with the old one covering his balls or something like that? I don't know.
They're like, butt hang.
So, we went with the old coat. And I'm trying to think. So, we had the wedding. We had the reception. Everything went okay. The night before, however, Brian... we're like, okay, Brian, we're going to Disney on Ice to go see Frozen because the Avengers came out today, and that's what we're going to do with our lives is go see Frozen on ice. Because why the fuck not?
Hello?
Okay, I did drink something. Sorry. I was just really thirsty. So we go to see Frozen on ice, and we're going to come home, we're going to get pizza. Well, then we find out, I found out earlier, some of the bridesmaids are coming to spend the night at my house.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, baby. Brian has explained it to the cat.
So, this happens. I got two of them staying at my house. One of them's got her boyfriend and the baby. Brian doesn't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
I just imagine Brian and Kat sitting there, and they open the door. There's just a bunch of people like, the fuck are you? My name is Jeff.
I'm trying to do Pokemon things with Brian. We just go in another room to just go hide from people. And then we try to just pretend that we're not here. And then the next morning, because everyone's just being loud. There's so many people, and they're all talking. The next morning we get up, and of course they're all awake. Why? Because the one that couldn't stay overnight had to come to my damn house at 7:30 in the morning and ring the goddamn doorbell.
I was really upset.
You were.
It woke me up, and I don't like being woke up.
You were upset. I was upset. I was woken up, too. And so then they all start getting up and making all kind of noise. I just stayed in bed. I'm like, I'm not dealing with this shit. So finally they all leave, and then one stayed behind, I don't know, do something, feed the baby or something. So when she finally left, she was still making a whole lot of noise. I got out of bed. I waited a minute. I went to Brian. I'm like, Brian, do you hear that? You hear that wonderful sound? He goes, what? I'm like, the sound of silence. Just utter quiet.
No, because you just woke me up now. I just got back to sleep.
Well, that's kind of when we had to get up. I had to get a haircut and get Brian's oversized coat. And that shit was just stupid. A waste of my time. And then we go to the wedding, and everything's running late, and then all of a sudden I get a phone call from my alarm company. They're like, your house alarm's going off. The wedding's about to start any second. My house alarm's going off. What do you want us to do? I don't know. So I had to send somebody to come to my house. It turns out somebody went back to my house, but they didn't have the right alarm code, so the alarm went off, and they didn't know what to do. And
so they just ignored it. They're like, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm sure this won't be a problem.
Yeah, so that was fun. So I'm sitting there nervous. Everyone's like, you're nervous about the wedding? I'm like, no, I'm nervous because my fucking house alarm went off. I don't know what's going on. I couldn't even, this is going to go fine. I'm just concerned about that more than anything. My stuff's at my house.
Home is where my stuff is.
Exactly.
Look, I have all my Pokemon games there.
All of them.
Not all of them.
One was in his pocket during the whole ceremony.
A couple.
13 of them. Just Gens 4 through 6. I have social anxiety problems, okay? Don't judge me. But yeah, so that went fine. And then we were like, oh, okay, after the wedding, we're like, let's go to B-Dubs. Brian's never been. We're going to go have dinner. I forget it's the night of whatever big boxing match is going on. There's a line out the door, down the handicapped ramp, like out into the parking lot, and we're like,
people standing in the fucking parking lot and wanting to get hit.
Yeah, people standing in the parking
lot. She's asleep. She always like pops up. It's like, damn.
Like herpes.
Perfect description.
Like, there were, what there were, there were people standing in the parking lot, like, waiting to get hit. It was awful. Yeah, she yelled and cursed at people. And so then we ended up at Hooters instead, which was fine. And then we played more Munchkin, because that's what we did. We just did a lot of Munchkin.
Because you guys didn't need to sleep or anything.
Yeah, we only had to do, like, a 10-hour drive. So we're like, sleep? Who needs sleep?
You need sleep when you can play Munchkin.
Pretty much. But, yeah, we went around Disney World. We met, like, 40-something characters. We got to hug Baymax. So that was cool.
That was, like, your only tweet I got really jealous of.
And that was actually a surprise, because we had a little app that tells you, like, you can use it as, like, a GPS, and it shows you where the characters are and what times they're out there and the waits on the rides, and you can find the restaurants and bathrooms and all these different things. And so the nowhere on the character list doesn't say anything about Baymax and Hero. And we just happened to go, well, let's look at this animation thing. And we walk in, and someone said, oh, yeah, Baymax will be out in, like, 15 minutes. We're like, what, Baymax? Like we could meet him and, like, take a picture and an autograph? And, like, they didn't sign, but we got to take a picture with him. And,
Wait, so it's so just a random person signing an autograph? Do all of them do that?
Like, all the people that are characters, most of them sign stuff. If the hands on the costume...
But they're not even real. Like, they're just regular people. It's like, yeah. Jane Doe signed it. Like, it was,
no, like, they sign it, like, you know, Ariel or Baloo or...
Like, it doesn't count. I could do that.
You can't sign it like they're trained.
I could sign it and say Pinocchio.
Like, you cannot really sign it Mickey Mouse. He sat there doing it. He was like, M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
You can spell.
I can't.
Dawson can't.
Like, the Mickey Mouse talked to you, and half of the characters tried to take her away from me, and they were examining her ring, and
it's making it even worse.
Not all they're examining.
Oh, that's just wrong. Rafiki picked his nose and wiped it on me.
That's so disturbing, because that's just a guy. It's just some dude, like some John Doe guy, like.
And then I was forced to go on fucking roller coasters. I don't like roller coasters. I'm a scaredy cat and a coward. And I had to go on them, and I was terrified. And there was one. I had to go on the Rock and Roller Coaster at Disney's Hollywood Studios, which is like Aerosmith themed. So like Arrow? It plays. What? No, not Arrow. Aerosmith.
Oh.
And so Aerosmith plays while you're on the ride. And the song they play is so "Dude Hardcore." Looks Like a Lady. So I'm terrified out of my mind. And I'm squeezing onto the things, and I got my head pressed back, and I'm just sitting there the whole time singing "Dude Looks Like a Lady," and just picturing Mrs. Doubtfire playing soccer.
Like, you're just screaming, "I'm just on the way, dear!" The top of your lungs.
And that's all I'm doing, because I'm just terrified. And, like, she's sitting next to me. Are you okay? And I was going, "Dude, looks like a lady." Like, that's all I can do, because it's keeping me from just, like, freaking out. Like, I just had to do things to, like, keep myself calm on all these rides, because they freaked me the fuck out. At one point on Space Mountain, I had to just, like, start thinking about Pokemon, because I was so freaked out. It's pitch black. And I'm sitting there, like, okay, this thing about different EVs and, like, start just anything that would take my mind away from where I was and what was happening around me, because I don't like it. Just trying to take deep breaths. And so that was a thing that happened. And then we got so delayed coming back, we didn't leave till like 8 o'clock at night to come back, and got home at like 5:30 in the morning. That was a fun drive. And, but our animals are very happy to see us, and I guess Brian took care of them during his stay.
Oh, yeah, we did. Animals.
There were animals here?
There were animals here? Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's what that thing was?
I knew I was supposed to feed something.
I thought it was just me. I'm supposed to feed something. What is it? Oh, yeah, me! Cat. Go to the kitchen.
But yeah, Brian, like, they washed our dishes and vacuumed our house, and
we're good.
It's kind of nice.
Guests,
right? Like, normally I have shitty guests that just come and eat your food and make all your stuff smell like smoke. Well, and
most of the dishes
be loud.
So I was kind of responsible.
They take showers at your house. And like, why is everyone taking a shower at my house? Don't they have water at their own homes? Nope, they all need to fucking wash at my house.
I didn't have a choice. Just
well, you didn't have it. I would hope you took a shower at my house. You were here for a week. But I mean, like, I was tweeting the entire honeymoon, mostly so that I could remember later. Like, if someone asked me what I did, I could go back and I have it in writing what I did on the trip and when. Aladdin did, in fact, have a lightsaber fight with a little boy. That was weird. like, why do you know about those? You're from Agrabah. Stop it. But yeah, it was a pretty fun trip. I enjoyed it. We bought a lot of stuff, spent a lot of money. And then on the way home, my dad calls me at like 1:30 in the morning to make sure I'm awake because I'm driving.
Classic.
My family's always making sure I'm awake.
Like, even still.
And I ended up finding out, like, we're driving, and I was like, oh, you know, because we're coming back from a fun week, having a good time. It's like, oh, by the way, the roof of your house has significant hail damage, and her car is all screwed up. So we have to see about possibly maybe getting another one or something. Like, wonderful. Thanks for that. Thank you for telling me that after I just spent all my money at the happiest place on earth. Like, and the messed up thing is you don't realize how much you're spending because you put your credit card on this little band you wear around your arm that you use as, like, your hotel key and your park ticket.
Oh, that's an awful idea.
That's
right?
Probably so why they do it.
You go to buy stuff, and all you do is you just scan your band, and you can put in a little PIN number, and, oh, yeah, I bought something. And so, like, a bottle of water, though, is, like, $2.50. Right? And so you're like, oh, I'm walking around the park. It's fucking hot. I need a drink or I need, like, you know, a little ice cream. Oh, $3? Sure. And you just scan it. Well, it doesn't come out right away. They wait till, like, the night before you leave. I get on there, I check my account. I'm like, why do I have a $500 charge on my on my debit card? And it's everything I bought at the parks for, like, 5 days. Just all put into one charge. They take it all out at once. But I didn't know that, so I kind of freaked out a bit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Shouldn't have gotten so thirsty. Why?
Right? And so that was weird. But yeah, it's really fun. And then, but sometimes, like, and it's really awful because, like, we stayed at the Port Orleans French Quarter because when you live in New Orleans and you want to go on vacation, you want to stay at somewhere that is made to look like New Orleans. Because that makes sense. And it was a nice hotel, but there was another Port Orleans that we shared a bus service with, right? You ride and you go to the parks on a different bus instead of driving and having a parking spot. Well, sometimes they come to us first because we're first on the fucking route, or sometimes they go to the other fuck hotel first because they're dumbasses. Except the other hotel has 4 stops, and you got to circle the goddamn hotel to go to each of the 4 bus stations. That's like 20 minutes out of my life. Every time I do that shit, I got pissed off. I'm just sitting there, and you're waiting. The bus fucking talks to you, and you're sitting there. This is the West Depot. Fuck. All right. No, like, no one gets off. No one gets on. We had to fucking stop anyway. And you travel around a little bit. This is the North Depot. Yeah, I'm going to murder someone.
This is the Home Depot.
We were really waiting for it at some point to just say this is the Home Depot. And
let's get stuff done.
Like, we just want to see some Mexicans out front. Like, just.
I thought it would work.
We did do dinner and a movie and saw, like, the Avengers, which was really cool because there's, like, a little light. You can just summon the waiter to you and you can get chicken and french fries while you watch the movie.
Oh, you were at home.
I was. Look, I did eat chicken at least once a day the whole time we were there. We did finally watch Guardians of the Galaxy. So that's a fun story. So I got my computer and I'm like, I'm going to play this movie. Well, we have the Blu-ray copy of the movie and the computer does not play the Blu-ray copy of the movie. So I'm like, okay, Well, but we have, like, because it's Disney now, there's, like, Disney Movies Anywhere, and you put in a little code, and you can just watch the movie, like, anywhere, like on an app on your iPad or on a computer on the website or your phone. So we had done that apparently already. She did that. So I log into her little account, and we're going to watch it on my computer. Well, what I didn't realize is that – because we have free Wi-Fi. I didn't realize that, oh, yeah, I'm uploading a fucking video to YouTube. That's going to make this movie just not work at all. So then I sit there. That was the first night. Like, I'm just waiting for it to load, and we just fell asleep. Then the next night we try to watch it. We got through like half the movie before falling asleep. Like, you can barely hear it. Like, I got the volume all over my computer. The volume on the player is all the way up. And still, everything sounds at about this volume. And you're trying to hear it. And everything sounds exactly like this. So you can't like chew any food you're eating. You can't make a sound. Or you just miss everything that they sang. It was really obnoxious. We ended up rewatching it when we got home just so we could actually hear all the words. but I did get to see it. I got to see Avengers. Avengers was awesome. Like, I just loved everything about that movie. And the Ant-Man preview made me so happy. I really want to see Ant-Man now. I'm trying to think if there's anything else of importance that I should talk about that happened on the trip. We went on a bunch of rides. I acted like a little kid. Like, I got to meet Winnie the Pooh and Tigger, and I, like, freaked out. It's like jumping up and down. We're going to see Pooh Bear. Oh, that's what I got. I got a Roo. I got a stuffed Roo. Like, from Winnie the Pooh, I got a Roo because I love Roo.
Thank God we came back for this story. I was like, we're missing the key plot point.
The whole time we were riding home, Anky Dom was in my lap. Like, he rode with me instead of in his little Build-A-Bear box. Like, even when I was driving, he rode in my lap. Like one of Britney Spears' kids or something. Just rode in my lap the whole ride home. And she just looked at me like I was weird. I'm like, what? My little buddy. I don't think there's anything else. I did have an AmiAmi box with Bison King and an HLJ box with the Shingles axe and the Proto Drive car in it, as well as the formula set. And then right before I left, I got my AmiAmi box with Vader, Stormtrooper, the fucking display stand that's like three times the size of everything else that was in the box.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
I got Iron Man Mark 43, and I got my Chaser vinyl. That pissed me off. I get the box. I'm like, Brian, look, we got this big fucking box. Let's open it. And you open it, and he can attest to this because he was right next to me. You take the paper out of the box, and you look, and like all these tiny fucking figure arts boxes, because they're all like these little small ones. And it's like a new thing they're doing. And you pull all that shit out, and then there's this giant box that's the promotional item. And you're like, seriously? This is why my shipping was this high and the box is this fucking big? Without that, you could have used a box half that size and had like $5 shipping. Like, it was stupidly ridiculous. But yeah, I'm trying to think. So yeah, that's all the stuff I got. I got my – I actually never did clean the icing off my turtles because I got off their feet. That's what I didn't tell. I knew I forgot that story. We're at the reception, and I hadn't seen my groom's cake because, like, she did the whole thing. She talked to Brian, what should I put on it? And it's funny, she tells me late after the fact that they were sort of debating between Pokemon and the turtles. And – she was going to do Pokemon and put all the Eevees on there, but she didn't know how to find all the little figures or something. I was like, you could have just gone in the closet. I have all the Eevees, like, right there in the closet. So, oh. But so this was cool anyway, because this was stuff I didn't already own. And I got the four turtles were on the cake, the movie turtles. And now, why the people at the bakery didn't just pull turtle out, put weapons in hand, and then put them on the cake, I'll never know. But
so that was the bakery's doing?
That was that's my understanding. That was the bakery's doing, is that they opened the turtles and put them on there. And cause they gave me the rest of the accessories and everything, all the packaging afterwards, which is good because I want to keep some of the packaging like I do. But they used – I don't know if Michelangelo comes with nunchucks or not. I didn't even look. But they used like the Setsukan weapon. Well, they gave that to Donatello and gave Michelangelo the bow staff. And I didn't notice this first because I didn't even go over there and look at it. And then I kind of saw it from a distance. So I knew Ninja Turtles. I really didn't look at it too closely. And we had to do pictures and all that shit. Well, one of her cousin's boyfriend comes over and is like, dude, you got – they screwed – like that cake is messed up. They got the turtles with the wrong weapon. What? I go over there. I looked at it. I'm like, I am embarrassed. Like, I didn't know what to do. I walked around for, like, that's like 3 or 4 minutes, like, not knowing, like, do I fix it? Do I leave it alone? Like, I didn't want to, like, touch it because I was scared I was going to fuck up the cake. And
sounds like the whole wedding was ruined.
At that point, like, I'm like, I can't handle this. So, finally, I went over to Brian. I was like, Brian, we have to – I told him the situation. I said, we have to fix this. It's up to us. So I drug Brian over to the cake, and we very carefully switched the weapons on the hands – or on the turtles so that it would be correct. And my OCD was appeased. I could breathe a sigh of relief. I could relax a little bit. Like, it was – you have no idea how stressful that was for me to have turtles with the wrong weapons. Like, as I look at it and I go, this cake is a reflection of me. Their weapons are wrong. I look bad.
Cake is a lie.
Especially because everyone in this room knows how much I like Ninja Turtles, and they've got the weapons in their wrong hands. And, like, before we fixed it, like, three people came up to me and were like, dude, this is wrong. Like, her other cousin's husband came up to me and said the same thing. And then one of the guys I work with came up to me and was like, dude, they got the turtles wrong over there. I'm like, I know. I got to fix it. Just, give me a minute.
We're working. Punched the last guy. No, he kicked him across the room, like, from that video. Like,
I actually really want to kick him across the room sometimes. He's an asshole. But that's beside the point. But, like, I didn't, like, it was very panicky and nerve-wracking. But we did it. We made it through it. Me and Brian were bros. It was a good thing I had Brian there to help me with that.
That was important to the operation.
Brian was important in the operation. It was funny. It was a good time though. My best man got there a little bit late. The whole ceremony started, I think, like 15 or 20 minutes late, but because it was only like 10 minutes long, we caught up to where we were supposed to be time wise, to not be behind. So that was good. There were several people that were really drunk at the end of it. That's what happens, I guess, at a wedding. Just people being stupid, like my dad, and my uncle.
They both ended up in bed with Brian.
Oh God. And then what was really good is that, we had the wedding and like the next day we get up to go to the honeymoon, and she's like, I can't talk. And for the pretty much up until I think Friday, she was, I can't really talk at all. And that was the whole week. She couldn't really say anything. It was a lot of quiet. Dawson would have loved it.
It should have happened this week, man.
So that happened. I really enjoyed that. Let's see what else happened. I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anything else. I've rambled on and on enough about wedding stories.
It's been 45 minutes.
Are you serious, my boy?
That's a thing.
Season 6, everybody.
Season 6. It's the wedding episode.
That was last week. Wait. Was it?
I don't know.
Or was it the week before? I don't know. Was the week before, but we never even acknowledged it. That's how you do a wedding episode. In secret.
Yep.
Penis.
That pretty much wraps it up. It. Thank God there's no news.
No. Nope. There was a lot of penis going on, though.
There is nothing of importance to talk about. So now it's time
for news. Now it's time for
superhero time. Ninja. Kamen Rider Drive. Start your engines.
Start your tendons.
So I did notice that George did try to do that little segment right there. That went pretty good. I kind of liked that. It was nice.
I miss George.
I appreciated that George at least gave it a good go, as opposed to people who were just like, yeah, superhero time. We do that shit. Like, oh, okay.
That's me most of the time when I do it.
Yeah.
I have no ambition.
Neither do I.
I'm just trying to get the stupid plastic off of Kuga. So, Ninja.
So, okay. Because I didn't get to talk about last week's episode. I seriously have now forgotten what last week's episode was. And I watched them both in the past, like, 3 days, and I've completely forgotten, like, everything I saw.
Star Ninja was there.
Star Ninja. I like Star Ninja. I don't like when he argues with Cloud about how to say easy.
That was, like, my nightmare.
Because I usually say, when I think easy, I just say, your mom. And that's how I say it. But, like, that was just so stupid, and I kind of felt like the other ninjas did and was like, I don't see the difference.
I don't even know what this means.
Like, I speak the English, and I don't see the difference in what you're doing. That pissed me off. I felt like this week's monster had a stupid ability.
Make everyone, like, Dawson?
Yes, exactly. That's
essentially what it was.
Make everyone, like, Dawson. And it was really dumb, and, like, Shinobi Maru's there, and all like, oh, you're gonna forget about me because Pound My Maru is doing stuff, and Draco Malfoy Maru is doing stuff, and Rodeo Drive Maru is doing stuff, and...
Did you have to take another drink?
No, I just said that. I thought I heard something screaming.
Oh.
And,
it was a ghost.
Probably.
Your house is haunted.
I wouldn't doubt it. And so, like, you know, and he's like, oh, you're gonna forget about me. And it's like, that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I need you to stop.
You're getting a fucking Sentai Artisan, for God's sake. You're on premium Bandai.
That means you made it.
Right? So that, and then they had that little device to let them talk to it. I was like, what the
okay.
fuck you
oh,
doing?
No, back up to that. Back up to that. Fucking pink chick was just like, oh, look what I got. I got a device I made that lets us talk to animals and other things we can't understand in our Japanese language. Like foreigners. And... Oh god.
What?
It's like an air horn right in its face. And they can't understand us.
Let's understand things like we can't. Yeah, things we can't understand, like animals and foreigners. Wait, they're the same thing.
Correct. But
foreign animals.
I went so back and forth on this episode because there was times where I actually liked it.
When was that?
The battling parts with Red and what's his face? Kenji Matsuda. I keep forgetting what his actual character's name is.
Gabi Raizo.
Yeah, that. Gabby.
His name is Gabby, let's not pretend. He lives on Mysterio Lane.
Like, I liked those parts. I liked the fighting in this show, but I feel like Star Ninja is one of those things where I kind of am okay with him right now, but he could turn into someone I really don't like. That's more or less how I feel about it in this situation.
I like him when he's fighting. I don't like him when he is taking a selfie with the monster. I am just morally opposed to selfies to begin with.
Hashtag yokai flow.
Oh god. Hashtag I'm the hashtag Star Ninja.
I told you hashtag, I would make it.
Hashtag Sixth Ranger. Hashtag Kenji. Hashtag Cowboy. Like, just all strung together, making no sense.
Hash brown, no filter.
So that's the thing that happens. God, Brian, you just ruined me for the day. But yeah, okay. That to me, that was just stupid. I don't like it. Like, I know some people are like, that's kind of cool. I'm like, no, it's fucking not. Could you stop? And then what else was there that was interesting? Let's see. Did they do anything cool?
Not really.
Like, I don't think anything good happened in the
Red,
past.
Red was like, oh, I'm back. I'm piloting Shinobi Maru. Oh, we won. And then he passed out.
Like, and then Grandpa was like...
He's like you on most podcast recording days.
That's not cool. Like, so the whole thing is like...
True, though.
Is that Kenji comes in and he's like, I want to be Grandpa's student. And Grandpa's like, I will let you
be his student.
I want to be his student. And Grandpa was like, I let you be my student if you can beat my grandkids, yeah?
Put the shrimp on the barbie.
Doc, gotcha.
Villain.
I don't know who Bobby is, but...
She's this mockingbird.
Oh, okay. And so they do this whole thing, and every time he tries to do something for them, they're like, no, you can't accept that, because he's trying to kill us, or whatever. He's trying to beat us.
That's gonna get old fast.
And so, like, every time he does something...
All of them.
And they just, like, take it, like, oh, no, like, you have to be suspicious of everything he does, because he's trying to beat us. He's trying to beat us off, and...
Back to the Future 2.
I'm going to murder you.
I'm sorry. That story wiped me out. I'm lying on the floor right now.
You know, and it was to me, it was just stupid. I don't know. These episodes just bother me. I don't know if it would bother me as much, like, if the characters already didn't just, like, aggravate me, if I would be as bothered by the whole, like, don't trust Star Ninja storyline. But I do know that at the moment, they fucking bother me. So I need them all to just go away and die.
Did they explain how he got his powers?
No.
No. No, he's been around for, like, 3 episodes now, and there's been no explanation of powers.
I'm assuming that, like, the grandpa gave it to him somehow.
Like, I just think it's dumb. Like, and he talks about, like, oh, I'm American born and made and party night.
He learned how to speak Japanese from, like...
He is the Toku fandom.
From, like, books and period dramas.
Like, he's the Toku fandom.
It's like all the weeaboos that learn how to speak Japanese through watching anime.
Oh,
like,
my god, that's so kawaii. The feels. Hashtag the worst people on the internet. Hashtag die. I hate those people. Just say it's cute.
That's why his dialogue is kind of like...
a weeaboo.
Like, has bits of, like, Uchi's sort of dialect. With, like, the Degozaru and stuff. Because he learned everything through, like, samurai movies.
He just watched every Sentai and Rider movie from the past few years and just always have the Edo period.
He just watched a bunch of Akira Kurosawa and thinks he's a Japanese expert now.
He watched Crouching Hydra, Kicking Dragon. Wait, Crouching what? What did I say?
Crouching Hydra, Kicking Dragon?
Yes. Hashtag stand with Ward.
Got my bracelet.
Killed a puppy. I don't like it.
And you killed a puppy, too.
No, I didn't.
You killed a starving Ethernopian kid.
I thought
kid.
He let the puppy go.
No, he didn't. He killed it later. That's when he turned evil. And he's like, fuck you, I'm going to grow a beard in season two. Show you.
Dawson killed a starving Ethiopian kid.
Well, that's not as bad as a puppy.
The kid had it coming.
Exactly.
He's not even a puppy.
Right?
Puppies are way cuter.
Exactly.
So, listen, the kids are too skinny. You just mistake them for a skeleton that's trying to murder you. This over the line. That's way over the line.
Well, puppies don't have guys in $500 suits walking next to them going, give me money to feed this child. Oh, okay.
They stole Brian's fitted suit. They stole it.
They did.
Those bastards, they stole the suit and then they put the kid next to the trash can to make him look sadder.
That's okay. Brian got money back from his suit because my mom bitched at them, so.
And he switched my Geico money. I'm sorry. Can we talk about Drive now so we can talk about Arrow?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm like 82% sure that Mach is Roy Muge, because he got hypnotized by an iPad, and everyone knows Roy Muge gets hypnotized by iPads. It's in science.
I'm 82% sure I fucking hate Go.
Oh, fuck, I forgot to make the joke about when the pink girl made the device about translating thanks to science and Clement. Pretend I made that joke.
We could understand Shinobi Mario thanks to science.
Yeah, there we go. I was going to say it exactly like that if I hadn't got wiped out by that awesome cake story.
And then when it didn't work for Takahiro, he was like, my translator is broken.
Sorry.
That's Shinobi Mario's real voice.
I get really weird when I'm tired. Anyway, yeah, I'm pretty sure Mach says something. I'm going to need to invest.
Or he's just mind controlled by the current.
Or he's the core child.
He's a level 7 susceptible. He kind of looks like that guy. Not really.
What?
Maybe. I don't know. What's his name? The guy from Forza that was...
Django.
Django? Django. Django.
Django Fett.
Missed opportunity for a podcast title called Django Unchained. Damn. Put that one away if we ever have a character named Django again. But either he's a Roy Mute, or he's a level 7 susceptible, or he's an idiot, or he's all three. And Brian's right about the new trend being him just attacking Chaser.
Like, that's just the thing now.
It's just Chaser's, like, comeuppance for following Drive around so much. Now Chaser's, like, hardly in the show. Like, he just gets a call, and they're like, who are you gonna call? Chaser. And then he comes and shows up, and he ghostbusts him. What am I talking about? I like the part where he's like, the fuck are you doing? Writers are about great justice. And I thought he was talking to Mach, but he's talking to Drive. Because Drive was fucking insane as well.
So did
he's
I. Like, I forgot.
He's like, you killed Uncle Ben. And he started beating up. And meanwhile, the fucking citizen's screaming and like hiding behind a box when he should just be running away. And to be fair, he was under slow speed, but at least could he try to run away at slow speed. It's better than hiding at slow speed.
I hate those people.
It's always in
They're
Toku.
Like, oh no, like, we're being attacked. Let's hide behind a rock or hide like, behind a bench.
Like, what was the other one? Robo Knight was like, you endangered the citizen. I'm like, they endangered themselves. They hid behind a swing set instead of running. They didn't even experience the slowdown. They were just slow.
It's not even a full swing set.
It's not even a full Bro, you need a swing set, right? Like, you need to get one of those ones where the swings look like diapers. More coverage. What? Those are fucking hilarious.
I needed those when I was a kid because I couldn't fit because I was too fat.
Your legs get all stuck and cut up. It's the worst. Don't wear shorts in those, guys. Safety tip. Anyway, so yeah, asshole. A random thief killed Drive's dad because the little bitch couldn't control herself when her balloon popped. That's a plot point. Oh, my balloon! Thanks, Spider-Man 2 girl. That was an actual mission in Spider-Man 2 video game if anyone ever played it. A girl lost her balloon and you had to get it. And then no one was murdered because Spider-Man's way better at being a hero than Drive's dad. Even though he can't hold a movie down to save his life.
But that's not all there is to the story.
No, because 001 was there and he was Sandman and he just wanted bread for his daughter. That's how Spider-Man 3 went. He's like, it was about my daughter, it's okay.
Drive is just the story. Spider-Man
3 is Drive. I mean, you have Mach over here taking pictures, and he's Peter Parker and Eddie Brock at the same time. He's like Eddie Brocker.
Oh.
It's like Betty Crocker, but with Eddie. And then you have other stuff. Oh, wait, who was Emo Spider-Man? Somebody was Emo Spider-Man. I had a good joke for it. Oh, wow. Guys, it was there. Wow, I haven't lost it.
Forever. I think Kevin just fell over.
Like, Kevin. Fuck. That seemed like all of a sudden that I did not expect them to be like, oh fuck, this is Uncle Ben's actual killer. I didn't expect that. Like, this soon.
Well, because it's not.
Well,
it's
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be. Like, I mean, it could be in a weird way, like. Like, because
the first movie was a lie, and the guy really didn't.
He could be controlled too. At this point, I just think most of the show is controlled.
It's really confusing.
001.
I'm really confused because this last handful of episodes have been more entertaining, but at the same time, oh fuck! Does somebody have a heart attack? Clear.
That's me. I don't know how to turn the sound off yet.
What is it?
It's the Pokedex I got from HLJ.
Oh, I thought it was something for your heart. It's just a Pokedex. wait, quick Google. Super Shinobi Hug Attack. Hug Attack.
That's my secret weapon.
Top searches. Shugun Shinobi Heart Attack. Shugun Shinobi Hug Attack.
What the fuck is this one?
Shugun Shinobi Suit Fitting is the fourth one. Anyway. Your nose is getting stuffed up. So I apologize if I sound like a nasally tired person. But, like, it's more inter... God damn it, Brian.
What day is it? It's Thursday.
Fuck. No, it's not. Oh, yes, it is. Wait. Okay, Drive. It's been more entertaining and better, but it's just all the plots are, like, all of a sudden now, like, written. We talked about this last week, but it's, like, even this week, even more so, because it's, like, I didn't expect them to all of a sudden say this guy killed Drive's dad, even though he might not have, and it was probably the Secretary of State or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else I feel like I wanted to mention. Maybe not.
Like, Overtime released the first part of the Type Tokyo specials, and so I watched that too, and now I'm getting the two mixed up in my head.
I didn't watch them, but Tokujo's a cool guy. I like him.
He is.
She has the best Facebook comments. Except for when Jordan answered Green Arrow for Fair Green Sense.
Well,
my favorite.
It's funny because when you watch that, you actually get a little bit more insight on the episode that was on. Because, like, when Brain shows Go the iPad and goes like, oh my god. And shit, in the Tokyo special, Brain was holding the iPad and he called the iPad Bono.
Oh, so, like, Bono is, like, he's a huge Bono fan. He's like, fuck this playlist.
That was his wallpaper on the iPad.
Oh, okay. Bono. That's what I assumed.
Like, it's all your fault, Bono. It was just a picture of Bono on the iPad.
So what does Bono have to do with Mach's mind control? Like,
because Bono was dead. It's like, oh, it's his iPad. And then,
So he Skyped his dad in, and dad said, do what I say, son. He's like, KK. That's how it went down?
Kind of. That's how I interpret it.
Somebody is awake.
Interpreted it.
We are so intelligent. Season 6, everybody. We're on top of our game. We've never been this on top of it before.
Today is Wood Day.
It's Wood Day?
Yes.
That's a thing? Like, oh man, her boobs are sexy wood, or like... let's build a house. Wood.
Like, let's build a house. Wood.
Oh, okay. I like the other kind better. Not for me. Never mind. That went too far. Bottom line is, I don't have a bottom line. I should get up. Because it's not helping my state of mind. So yeah, I'm trying to remember what the little like teaser for next week's episode showed. Oh yeah, Mox attacking Chaser again, probably.
Yep, that's exactly what's happening. Like,
that's what's going to happen for the next however many weeks Drive runs until they finally become friends again. My real question is, when's Chase going to change clothes? Or does he not need to because, like, do Roomies not need to be cleaned? Like, do they not smell?
I don't think so. I think they could probably just, like, change their clothes, like, in their thoughts.
I bet... What? That's something a stone person would say.
They could go from a person to a Roomie, so I assume... Oh. I assume they're like, oh, I want to wear pink today, and it's like...
And then what if pink. They... What if they can't really do it, though? Like, what if they can change from Roomie to human, but what if they just think they can change their clothes? So, like, they're just imagining changing clothes in their mind, and they think it happens, but it doesn't. Oh. Just blow your mind. I bet they don't even need to wash their hair. I bet they all have doll hair.
Yes.
Do you have to wash doll hair? Alright, this is getting weird. I don't have too much else to say. I'm totally ready to move on.
Yeah, it was alright. Yeah. Season 6, everyone.
Season 6, the year of the turtle cake. So now it's time for...
Ramble time.
Wah. That was the baby. I've actually been Kevin's daughter this whole time.
Yeah,
Brian supported me. So this week's Pokemon was about Clemens, like, oh fuck, I'm a gym leader. I need to take this earth. And he left them to go train. And I was just thinking, why can't they just have the gym battle wherever? And so, yeah.
Pretty much.
As annoying as that kind of is that they keep going back to Luminescent City or whatever, like, the storyline with him actually traveling with a gym leader and then getting to battle him is sort of more of what I wanted out of what he had with Iris last year.
Yeah.
And, but what was the plot about? It was like the 15th electric Pokemon caused the electric Pokemon interference storyline. I feel like this happens a million times where there's some sort of electric Pokemon that causes all of Ash and Company's electric Pokemon to go nuts, and then it's like a power plant. Like, I feel like this has happened a million times.
Pretty much. It's happened a lot.
So, yeah. That's Pokemon this week. I don't know if Turtles was on. I know the only thing I know about Turtles is that it's gonna go away again for a while pretty soon.
Turtles was on. I was hoping Kevin would be awake for this.
Our turtle correspondent is out at the moment.
But it had Mondo Gecko in it, who was voiced by the same guy that did Mikey in the original movies. So that was neat. There was a lot of cowabungas. Mondo Gecko is really cool. I dug the episode. It was a lot of fun. Fish Face was in it, finally. And I want a figure of Mondo Gecko soon. Thank you, please.
Fish Facers and Custard.
Yes.
Get it? Because face? Fish.
Yes, I get it.
Okay, so I was making sure. Beep, beep, beep. This isn't annoying. Okay, so can we talk about Flash now?
No.
All right, wait. Now?
Okay, now we can.
Okay, just we had to be ready. Yeah. Okay, so Flash was really good this week. There was a lot going on. And I love how they advertised the fuck out of the triple crossover at the end, and it was like the last 4 minutes, and the rest of it was Michael Schofield breaks everyone out of prison.
It was, like, I wasn't even, I knew about the whole breaking out of prison thing and all that shit because of what the episode title was and the description and stuff, but, like, the promos made it look like, oh, this is a big battle with Reverse Flash, and oh, look, there's Firestorm and Elsa Arrow, And it'll be amazing and epic fun. And they were like in it for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's like I kept waiting. Like they gotta show up now, right?
I was doing that too. I was fast forwarding through the commercials. It was like 47 minutes. I'm like, they gotta hurry up.
They're supposed to. Did they not get the call? Like I'm still surprised. Like Oliver got service out there in Nana Parbat. Like I think. Because we talked about that, how the episodes are off last week, but I forgot what we said. But I think that this episode took place before last week's Arrow, like the way beginning of that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, I don't know how it was supposed to sync up before the episodes got out of sync, but basically the way that I see it is that this happened, and then last week's Arrow happened, and then this week's Arrow happened.
Because, like, I mean, I'm kind of disappointed we didn't get a funny scene of Oliver and Nisa's wedding, and then all of a sudden Barry's just brought Valve, like, tapping his shoulder, like, psst. Psst. Bro, I need your help. I know you're in the middle of this really weird ritual thing that's happening. I'm pretty sure you're about to sacrifice this chick that's right next to you. I don't know. She's got a huge headdress, but we're in trouble. I need you to help me fight Santa Claus. But, yeah, so I think that's how it went. I'm hoping that next year is able to sync up nicely and they don't get thrown off, especially since there's going to be 3 shows that need to be in sync.
Uh-huh.
Don't sound too enthused, Brian. That was me 5 minutes ago. Instead of getting drunk, I get in a really half asleep state and just say really funny shit. Or at least to me, I found it fucking hilarious. Anyway, Flash. But I did really enjoy the Captain Cold stuff, and I have to comment on how we talked about this when Aerosol was on. And he mentioned it on Twitter, and I do love how committed Captain Cold is to himself. Like, and he didn't even start that way. Like, he just got the gun and, like, got named, and he's like, fuck, I'm going this. I'm riding this all the way home.
He does. He embraces the puns.
Like, in his meeting with Barry, before the meeting, he orders his drink ice cold. And then before they start talking shop, he puts it on the jukebox, you're as cold as ice. Like, he is so committed to it. I love it so much. Like, all 3 of those villains, him and Lincoln and his sister, they all, like, skate this line between a villain that's kind of normal and, like, sort of campy. So it's kind of like this perfect line.
Like, it is, because, like, most of the time I don't do campy. Like, campy kind of turns me off in some instances, but, like, this, they're the perfect campy. Like, they are campy in an absolutely fitting way that I absolutely adore.
Yeah, it's just, it's great. And so I like seeing him on again, and I loved Golden Glider flirting with Sisko and getting her to name him. And I love, like, how he liked it but was, like, resistant to it. Like, when he named her and she liked it, he, like, tried so hard not to smile, and then he smiled really big. It was really funny. Like, next year's big love triangle is going to be between Sisko, Golden Glider, and Rey. And I'm ready for it. It's not even including George's pairing of, what was it, Disco? That's going to be a thing. But that was really amusing. I didn't realize how profoundly little metahumans they've caught. Like there's only 5 of them? I feel like we've been here longer.
There was 2 more, and they both died.
Yeah, so it seems like there was more. I mean, we had Peekaboo. Gerder
died, and Pokemon died. And whatever the shapeshifters guy's name was.
Like, I almost forgot about people. Like, I remembered Weather Guy, too. And then Peekaboo. And then we had the guy that played the assassin on Gotham. And I forgot that he was the gas dude also. And then
that's where I recognized him from. I'm like, I've seen you recently and it wasn't in this show.
Yeah. So, and then you had fake Peter Capaldi, which was from Arrow. And he got killed for being fake Peter Capaldi.
I couldn't remember Rainbow Raider. I'm like, who are you again? Who are you?
I'm sorry, this is embarrassing.
His eyes were red, and then Caitlin got angry. I'm like, oh, you're that guy.
And she was like, you killed him, and Sisko's like, the fuck, man? Is it your time of the month?
I thought we were over. He's alive. He's going to be in the episode in about 20 minutes.
Just wait. Like, I know it seems like he's not going to make it in time, but... And it seems like this is... what happened to Barry in this episode was essentially like what happened to Oliver when he died, where all of his work has been undone. Uh-huh. Like, everybody he put away has been taken out. And so, yeah, that was a thing. And there was that – this is, like, the second name drop of whatever the hell Airways is called, Ferris Bueller. And they name dropped, like, a pilot that went missing, which is an obvious, like, Green Lantern reference.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's for fun, but I kind of hope, like – if there could only be one more spin-off show, I want it to be Green Lantern. I would love that.
I would love a Green Lantern show in this style. I'm not super familiar with the lore behind Green Lantern, but Green Lantern has always been one of my favorite DC superheroes, so I would absolutely love to get a Green Lantern show of this scale.
Yeah, it would be great. Like, I assume they were doing the League of Legends of Tomorrow because, like, it would be a way to just include a lot of people and not just take over the whole network. But if I would love just to have one more show. Because, like, Green – I mean, it would be cool to have him appear on, you know, League of Legends. Like, I don't want to call it that. Legends of Tomorrow or Arrow or Flash or whatever. But, like, his own show would be really awesome. I don't know how they're handling that with, like, the movies and everything, but they're doing a Flash movie, too, and they're obviously not going to cancel the show for that since it's doing so well. So I don't know. And it could have just been for fun, but they've done quite a bit of Green Lantern stuff. I mean, they've mentioned the Airways a couple times. They did this, Coast City.
They go to the Airways, like, all the time. So
that's a clear, obvious reference. Everything's a reference. We're Joku fans.
Everything's a reference.
But still, it would be really neat to have that. So that was a thing. Poor Argus people got killed. They didn't even care. They left him there like, Roy being electrocuted. Like, whatever, you just drowned. We were busy. Let's see what else happened in the episode. Eddie's back. They didn't even think to look at their own fucking house. Oh, I didn't look everywhere.
You didn't look in the basement. What the fuck is your problem?
I swear, I've literally looked everywhere. What about the basement? She's not even down there. I'd be embarrassed to go look down there. I mean, I heard screams a couple times, but it's probably just ghosts. I mean, don't be ridiculous, Iris. I got this. And then Eddie's being a self-fulfilling prophecy and breaking up with Iris. And I know I've heard a lot of people talk about how they think he's going to become Booster Gold, so I looked up who that was, and I read very little because I like to read as little as possible. But, like, apparently he's kind of like an attention-seeking whore guy.
I thought that was Cobalt Blue.
Whatever his name is. Who's Booster Gold?
Booster Gold's someone completely different.
Oh, Cobalt Blue. Whatever. Okay. But that he's, like, an attention-seeking guy. And, like, his storyline, like, what I read is, like, not really anything to do with Eddie, but I could totally see that being Eddie after he was told that he's essentially, like, forgettable.
Yes.
And, like, he just wants to, like, I can't see his personality being, like, really, like, a cocky guy that's, like, trying to get recognition. Like, you know what I mean? Like, obnoxious. But I could definitely see him trying to make a name for himself. So, like, reading that, like, the character I read about didn't sound like anything like Eddie, but, like, the concept I could see totally working.
Right.
So, whether his name's Booster Gold or Cobalt Booster or Gold Blue, I don't know. Whatever his
Booster
name is. Blue Balls.
Turbo Man.
His name is, yes, exactly. He's just, that'd be amazing. Eddie is going to be Booster from Turbo Man and run around fighting crime in a pink suit. So that's going to happen.
Nailed it.
But as for the actual, like, hyped up event, it was very short, but it was very cool to see.
It was, especially because, like, ultimately, he wouldn't have won without them.
Yeah. And Arrow did, like, the most damage to him. Like, he got Fire Guy and Speed Guy, and Arrow's like, fuck you, nanites. And he totally spoiled that Oliver's going to live to be 86, so that's why I imagine Oliver just went into his finale feeling, like, invincible. Like, this plane is going down, but I'm going to live. I could catch on fire. Live to 86, bitch. I'm fucking invincible.
I was told by Future Man.
I was told by a really fast banana that I'm going to live. So this is how I knew this plan's going to work, guys. But it was a really cool fight. I feel like Firestorm got owned the most.
Yeah.
I feel like he just kind of flew around and got hit, and Barry had to catch him at one point. I love the beginning when they're running around each other, and Oliver just kept saying, Barry, move. And I'm like, how can you tell who is who? Like, Oliver's got really good eyesight. He eats so many carrots and Anna Parbat. It's, like, insane. But, yeah, that was cool. I do kind of feel that it's probably his plan to get caught.
Yeah.
Maybe, just because everything's his plan, except for I was half expecting him to be working with Captain Cold, but he wasn't, which I was actually kind of happy about. That not everything has to do with him. I do wonder what he's going to want the particle accelerator on for. Does he want to turn everyone into ultimate versions, like Ben 10 style? I don't know.
He just wants the energy to go back home, I think.
Oh, yeah. He just wants to go all. You know, outside of the hatred for Barry thing, I mean, it's kind of a sympathetic cause.
Kind of. I mean, he just wants to go home. It's like,
he just got stranded with all this ancient technology. That's like me getting stuck in the 1920s. They're like, fuck. I got to train someone to be the Flash, like, right now. Like, poor guy. Like, that's what makes it really interesting. Like, he's a really interesting villain because it's a really, like, relatable thing that he just wants to go home. And he hates Barry. Like, he hates the Flash, but he also has become friends with this version. Uh-huh. So that's what makes it so interesting. And based on the promos, it looks like people are going to be shuffling all around, just, like, rolling over. You just hear it in the microphone. No, but the next week looks just fantastic.
Just going to go say hi to Mommy.
Yeah, and, like, according to the previews, Watcher die or not, or I don't know whether they'll change the timeline. It just looks really cool. I'm looking forward to it a lot. I feel like there was something else I wanted to mention about it. He used his little transformation ring thing.
That was really cool. I like the way that the effect was handled.
It's like, boom, ring pop. Future ring pops give you suits. And he was powering his wheelchair with a futuristic battery.
Whereas I would say it a futuristic battery.
Yes. Clearly Wells was prepared. Like, he got stuck, but he brought, like, a backpack full of stuff. He's like, all right, I got my battery. I got my future room blueprints. I got Cortana. I got this super cool ring. I'm pretty much set. I'm just going to open some cheese right now, or whatever is opening right now.
Oh, I forgot I was making noise. I apologize.
I forgot this was being recorded.
I like how he just had that thing that let him, like, take Wells' face. he had that thing with him.
Like, he was prepared for it. He's like, fuck, what if I have to take someone's identity and murder them? Just in case. Like, he wasn't going to take it, but then his wife was like, honey, you might need this. I don't know why she's really old.
Just in case, I'll put this in my fanny pack.
The Reverse Flash fanny pack is the best fanny pack. He calls it the Reverse Fanny. Like, I was wondering about that. Like, can you undo that? Like, is it a one-use thing? Does he have to go get another one in the future, and then he can undo it? Because I can't imagine they'll ever switch back to the other actor.
We're supposedly going to see him again, but it's probably just going to be in flashbacks.
Yeah, or a flash-forward.
Yeah.
And back at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to say, how would that work? It's technically both.
It's a flash forward if we're from his perspective at a flashback. I don't know, it's timey-wimey as fuck. It's all convoluted. I'm still curious, like, what the original timeline was like when Barry wasn't supposed to become the Flash for, like, 5 more years. But did that timeline ever really happen? There's just so many things.
It's all wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
Timey-wimey. But, I'm really, really looking forward to next week's episode, but also I'm not, because that means there'll be no more Flash for the summer, and they're trying to cancel it.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be torture, because they're trying to get it canceled. Power Ranger fan logic.
CW is trying to cancel their most popular shows.
Yeah, they're like, you know what, let's just cancel this, and then make a spinoff, and then cancel that shit right away. They're already trying to cancel League of Legends of Tomorrow by not airing it tomorrow. Like, they're not going to air it until fall or whenever, so they're clearly trying to cancel it. Speaking of canceled, Arrow.
It's done. That was the series finale.
It could have.
It felt like it. It really did.
I read multiple interviews where they said, it's funny because they said it could function as a series finale. But it's funny they say that because this is like a finale of the last 3 years. But, like, I remember reading interviews before season 3 where they said they felt like season 1 and 2 was like an arc and then you can come into season 3 fresh. And then now they're like, oh no, all 3 seasons are tied together. It's just, it was just funny to read that again. I mean, I guess season 1 and 2 storylines were a little more interconnected with the flashbacks and stuff, but it's just kind of funny. But yeah, this was definitely finale-ish, and they said they set some things up for like season 4, but like I could see certain things that were set up, but only because I knew from reading things that they would be set ups, like the mention of Damien stuff. Yeah, and like hinting that Diggle could get a mask, but like if you didn't read any of that stuff, that could easily not be taken as setup. I mean, Damien Dark could have just been a name, and everyone always says Diggle needs a mask, so all these little things could just be very epilogue-y stuff. I feel like that's why at the end of the episode, in place of like the next week on Arrow thing, they had the producer guy going, hey, Arrow's gonna be back, like, in case you're a fucking idiot, the show's not over. Oh, I can easily see why you would think it would be, but I'm here to reassure you. I feel like that's why they did that.
I'm here to remind you that it's okay.
The show is not canceled. Like, they should have just put the Avengers thing. Oliver Queen will return. We promise. That was their version. Instead of having that, like, Avengers will return thing, they just have Matt Guggenheim at the end saying, hey guys, he'll be back. He's going to be at the end of Flash 2. But, okay. So for the episode itself, it was very strange. I liked a lot about it, but at the same time, it felt very anticlimactic in a lot of ways.
I absolutely fucking agree. As an entire episode, it was a nice bookend, but it felt like it happened. Like it just was like snap, and it was done.
Yeah, it feels like there's so many things lately, like this and the Avengers, and I feel like there was something else, but it feels like there's all these things where I just want to see the extended version to like flesh things out. Like, I mean, especially since we left off last time with Oliver and Nyssa getting married, and then all of a sudden they're just on a plane married. They hardly address it throughout the whole episode. And so we're diving up. Ra's al Ghul's like, ha, I'm the flying rat, and he just drives off the plane. And then they land it, and all of a sudden, like, I felt like they spent, like, the middle of the episode just running around the city aimlessly. And everyone's just really mad, and Felicity brought Oliver coffee, and he didn't even drink it. What a jerk. And
he's one of those people.
And then it just resolved really quickly. Like, I feel like there needed to be something more to make me feel the danger more. But there's a part of me that's glad it wasn't completely overblown, just because obviously I don't want the stakes to be low at any point during a season, but we already had 2 of the massive attacks. And so I feel like to make it on the scale of Slades or something would just seem so repetitive. So it was pulled back a little bit, but yeah. they needed a balance between pulling back to not make it seem like the third installment of the same plot, but also not making it feel really low stakes. Like, they were pretty much on top of this. Like, they scaled the city and everybody, like, forgot this solved because the day is saved thanks to science. That's essentially what happened. Like, I don't even know how they delivered the cure. Did Ray just, like, fly over them and fart it out of the suit? Like,
he made the nano thingies.
Well, I know he did that, but how did they deliver it? Or did they do the handshake thing?
The nanos just flew around and, like, stabbed.
Oh, he just let him. Okay, that was even easier. And how did Malcolm cure everyone? He put a flesh patch on his hand and shook everyone's hand when we weren't looking.
I guess it was like an adhesive skin graft. I got that much, but I don't know what he did. I don't know. I really don't.
Like, I get it. Like, it makes sense if we had seen. Like, it would have been neat if they somehow in the previous episodes incorporated a moment where he touched them or something. And, like, we didn't notice at the time, but then they would do, like, a little flashback and be like, oh, that's why he grabbed Felicity's ass that one time. He was curing her.
He like, really wanted a spinoff.
Like, yeah, he's like, come on. I gotta get my own now. So, that was just weird. Like, it would have been funny as hell if he got up. He's like, ha, thanks to me shaking all of your hands with this, you're cured. Looks around and then bleeding out. Oh, damn. I forgot to touch him. So, yeah, that seemed like it needed a little bit more fleshing out, that whole thing. Even though we pretty much knew they weren't going to kill off the whole cast.
Barry just comes in. Where have you been?
Oh, that whole scene was entertaining at the beginning. Like, him just tying up. He was like, whoa, this is like a real dungeon. And then he's like, you just outed my identity to a supervillain. Thanks, Felicity. I love how they're like, Flash, we need your help. He's like, I don't have time for that. That excuse can fly for Oliver, because he cannot run fast. But Flash could have wrapped up Arrow's finale in 5 minutes and been back in time to do two of his finales. Like, he's the only person who that excuse cannot fly for. Like, he could have scouted out those people carrying the virus for the League in, like, seconds. Although, to be fair, he couldn't find any in his basement.
Tied up Ra's al Ghul.
Pretty much. He could have just tied up the whole League, tied up Starling City, whatever, but obviously they're not going to do that because it's Arrow's show, but it just seems funny because he's like literally, excuse me, literally the only hero who that's like no excuse for. But his cameo was really fun. Like, I'm glad he didn't like overshadow anything and take up a huge part of Arrow's finale,
yeah,
he was just kind of
in and out.
He injected a little bit of levity into it. But everything else just happened so quick, and like I feel like the end was so rushed. Like, Oliver's like 1 minute prepared to die, and then the next minute he's like, "Oh, I can have life," and like he just runs off with Felicity into the sunset. It just seemed so sudden, even though he's been going through this character arc the whole season. Like, to resolve all of the things he's been struggling with all year within 15 minutes seemed so. It didn't seem earned.
Uh huh.
Like, it just needed that much more fleshing out. And it would have been perfect.
Like, it needed one more episode or something.
Yeah, like, and it's funny because they had so much time. And they did a lot of really cool game-changing things, but they just needed just a little bit more to get into that decision. Like, if this had been an extended episode, it would have been great. Like, even just a scene or something. I don't know. Like, there's just, I can't put my finger on what I wanted to see, but I just needed to see something to make it not seem so rushed and to sort of bridge the gap between, yeah, I was ready to commit suicide with my new bride, my lesbian bride, to, perfect. There we go. To running off with Felicity in a convertible that I have no idea how he paid for because he lost his job at the beginning of the season and they just never addressed like how he gets money ever.
Can we quickly address the fact that last episode he had Felicity sign those papers that was going to give her control of the company and then she left?
Yeah, and like they never addressed it. I'm assuming it'll come back into play.
Like, he never told her, so I understand that part, but like that's kind of a big deal.
Like, because I assumed that it would somehow tie into Oliver getting the company back. I think I mentioned that last week. So I imagine that will get addressed at the beginning of next season when they presumably come back. Like, oh, fuck, Ray gave me control. Here, let's rename it back to Queen Consolidated, lol. Change all those P's to Q's. So I assume that's what's going to happen, but it did seem really awkward. And the whole time it was happening, I kept thinking, oh, it's because this was being set up for the spinoff they canceled. And then I realized that was S.H.I.E.L.D., where they canceled that Mockingbird spinoff. So I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm thinking of the wrong show. It's kind of like how I'm waiting for them to name all the Inhumans. I'm like, oh, fuck, I forget. Cisco's not on this show. So, yeah, that was definitely an awkward little pacing bit. And now, Shaw got blown up, or not really, or here's the thing. When he got blown up, I thought he got blown up, but I think they just gave him his shrinky powers, like yeah. Him himself and not the suit. But I had, like, for 5 seconds, I had this crazy theory about I thought he died because I was then thinking, because you know how Rory's like a time travel dude and like the synopsis says he's got to recruit all these people? Uh-huh. I was like, what if he goes back and like saves all these people that are supposed to have died? That's what I thought for a second. Because I'm like, well, Sarah's dead, and now Shaw might be dead, and Captain Cold will just like slip on an ice patch one day, and it'll save him. I don't know. I had like this crazy theory for 5 minutes, and then I realized that he himself was probably going to get the shrinky powers instead of just the suit having it.
That'd be pretty cool. So that's what a lot of people want anyway.
Yeah.
For him to have like metahuman-esque abilities.
Like, I mentioned this last week, but it's so annoying how people were so aggressive against that. Like, even though especially Arrow has been, both shows, they've been really good about a slow and steady progress to everything. like whether it's Flash with his suit or Arrow himself going from the Hood to the Arrow, and then now probably next year being called the Green Arrow. Like, I like how they steadily build things up, and it's like if they don't instantaneously do it, he gets attacked. And I'm defending Shaw here. what is that buzzing?
Probably Kevin.
Oh, it's like this. But so yeah, that's probably going to be a thing. It's also funny that in the interviews I read about how it's finale-esque, they said, well, we think we set up to show how Shaw's going to leave. I'm like, well, it's set up that he got shrinky power, but not how he's going to leave.
Everyone's going to think he's gone because he's little.
Pretty much. He's just like, help! Help with a tiny little voice. That's his story arc for the beginning of the show.
Oh, poor Ray, he's gone. He exploded. Oh, no. Okay, we're done.
Well, it just seems because even me, like, I first thought he was dead, and it seems just really funny. Like, all of a sudden blown up, and then riding off into the sunset. Like, well, Ray's dead, but Oliver's happy. But I think George had said there might be, like, a little part of Flash's episode or, like, an after-credit thingy that will beat into it. I know there's a good chance we'll see a little teaser for it at Upfronts tomorrow. So.
We're seeing something at the end of Flash because, like, Hawkgirl is supposed to be in it and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know to what extent they're going to be in Flash's finale next week, but we'll probably see a preview at the Upfronts like we did for Supergirl, which we'll talk about when we're done talking about Arrow.
Yeah, but so we'll be able to talk about that. Legends of Tomorrow or whatever it's called. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That we'll be able to talk about that next week, but I kind of feel like it'll be the little, you know how the Flash ends the episode and then it says the Flash and then they have one more scene. I feel like it'll be that.
Yeah, oh yeah, probably.
But
I'm
excited.
I expect it to be longer than a minute.
Yeah, so I'm excited to find out information about that. But that's Ray. Roz got killed. Who turns out the secret to beating Roz is just let him fucking monologue. Just listen to Frozone, let the dude monologue.
It was funny, because he's sitting there monologuing, and then at one point, Oliver's just like, he like sighs and like just hangs his head back. It's like, oh my god.
Is this guy ever going to shut the fuck up? You know what, fuck this. Gets up and stabs him. And then he keeps talking, so he stabs him again. And then he keeps talking. You were a worthy choice. Take the golden bugle. And now you are Ra's al Ghul. That's the power behind Ra's, is getting the golden bugle. And then he handed it off to Malcolm.
This was part of our deal. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're an idiot.
But why didn't you just take the name of Ra's and then say, kill Malcolm, and then get Malcolm killed, and then fire everyone?
Okay, I have the new Ra's al Ghul. You're all fired.
Pretty much.
Good day.
Like, that's almost disappointing, because it could have been a neat avenue to explore with him being in charge of that without having to actually kill his city. But at the same time, I think I'm pretty pleased with where Malcolm ended up, because I mentioned this last week. I don't, just like Oliver said, I don't forgive his character for killing Sarah, but he's too potentially interesting of a character to kill off after bringing back. Yeah. Like, the fact that they already made us think he was dead once, to kill him off again would seem shitty, since there's still potential for storyline. And I think putting him there, presumably and hopefully he's not a regular next year, I think that's the perfect position for him.
I don't think he's going to be a regular. He might pop up every now and then, but I don't expect him to be a regular next season. Yeah. Maybe in, like, if they do a season 5 or something, he could, like, be spiteful and try to attack him again or something. But I don't expect to see him pop up too much in 4.
Yeah, like, I kind of hope he stays like that for however long he's present in the series. It's just kind of a reoccurring pop-up-every-now-and-then guy. Kind of like Argus, where it's, like, a sort of ally, but you don't trust him. I don't know, but I think that's a good place for him right now, is leave his character there, because he's got a lot of good story potential, but he just doesn't fit as a main cast member.
Especially because he was like, oh, does this mean that we're enemies again? And Oliver's like, well, it depends if you hold up your end of the bargain or whatever, and walked away.
Yeah, so he's just going to become the face of Bo. And, oh, I have to mention, this made me think of it. This is like the season of people wearing suits that look funny on them. Because Malcolm looked like freaking, he had like a really fancy robe, like a nightgown. Like, he looked really funny in the Ra's robes for me for some reason. And then you got Felicity in the Adam suit with her tiny little face. and then we also had, of course, my favorite, which is Ra's al Ghul in the Erla outfit, looking like a little rat guy, like he's about to eat some shit out of the trash. Like, it's just all these like outfit things were really funny. So that happened, and Felicity taking the Adam suit was just like totally out of left field. She totally could have ran the nanite diagnostics and let Shaw take it, but I'm pretty sure Oliver wouldn't thought it was nearly as romantic.
No.
Like,
you would have died if you were wearing that League armor.
Like
Felicity really did not need to do anything though.
Thanks for covering that plot hole, Nisa.
But it was, oh, Luigi. Oh God.
He fell down there with Oliver. Like, it was kind of unexpected, though. He's like, ah, I defeated Ra's al Ghul. Oh, fuck. And then he just falls backwards. Captain Lance actually helped this time, because Laurel
decided to stop being a little prick.
Yeah, because Laurel went up to him and said, look, you need to stop being a bald asshole. This shit is serious right now. Like, I get it, you're mad about Sarah, but you've been sitting here in your office making angry calls at various police officers for the past 4 episodes. Seriously, you haven't even been in any of them. So it was good to see him actually be helpful a little bit and not be so completely biased. Like, he even was worried about the cops taking out Oliver. So I'm glad that he's not completely a dick. I think it's really weird that they didn't address... I mean, they joked about it at the very end, but I think it's really weird that they didn't address throughout the whole episode that Oliver and Nisa are married.
Yeah, and, like, they didn't bring it up until, like, the very end. It's like, oh, we need to go somewhere they can get your Nanda Parbat marriage annulled.
like, lol.
I'm like, did it, like... What are they going to do about that?
Like, is it real? Does it not count because they don't have, like, real marriage licenses? I don't understand, but it seemed like a really weird move to pull and then not address it. Like, that would have been a neat thing to do a couple episodes earlier and let it play out. Like, I'm not saying put Oliver and Nisa together, but it could have, with them having to work together, it could have been a good way to maybe have them become more friendly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not like full-on lesbian Oliver and Nisa sex or something, but it could have been an interesting dynamic to play instead of having them married for 5 minutes. Although they did get to do that really cool fall-through-the-ceiling entrance, which is the whole reason you join the League, to do the cool husband and wife fall-through-the-ceiling reference entrance.
I like how she was basically treated like a dog. Like she pops down from the ceiling and she's like all ready to fire and he's like, oh, calm down. And then punches him and she's like, oh no. Drop bow, he's like, calm down.
No, no, it's fine. You're a good girl. Here's a treat. Let me have a minute with Dilly or Dilly. His name's Dilly now. It's my pet name for him in the bedroom. But yeah, so I think there could have been more done there. And I feel like Laurel wasn't an episode much, but I feel like she kind of, despite the fact that she's gotten a lot of development this year, I feel like she gets shafted a lot in terms of screen time. Like, after everything went to hysterics, her and Nisa just kind of wandered the streets, like, whatever, people are hysteric anyway, let's just, you know, chill, want to go to Starbucks? after there was something, oh, this is about Flash, because I just remembered it. I did think it was really funny when, Barry was telling Joe about how Oliver couldn't help because he's a Nanda Parbat, and Joe's just like, the fuck are those people doing over there? He just gives him this look like, I don't even fucking know, man.
Nanda what?
He's at his Nana's house. Like, he at Superman's house.
Yes.
I just had to mention that because that was really funny.
She's at Supergirl's house.
Yes, that was even better. Why didn't I think of that? Damn it, me.
Thea showed up in her speedy gear.
Yeah, and she got it fitted too, because it probably would have been oversized. And she actually looks really good in it, I have to say.
Yes. And it actually covers her midriff, so I was surprised. Yes.
And she wants to be called the Red Arrow, but she's going to be called Speedy, so. It's like, no, you can't be called the Red Arrow because I have to come out as the Green Arrow first. Don't you get it? God. Damn it, Thea.
Don't know how this works.
But she looks good in it, so I'm looking forward to her most likely mixing it up next season. Look how much everything has changed. At the beginning of the year, you had, like, the original trio, and then you got Roy, and then now we have Laurel as Black Canary, we have Thea as Speedy, and Diggle as unnamed potential hero. And that's it. And because Ray is leaving, so... And Oliver left for now. But
I'm curious on what the, like, if Diggle does get, like, a hero name, like, who he's gonna be.
There's, like, a... Which I don't think is going to happen. There's, like, a... I think it's more of, like, a fan wishful thinking theory that John Diggle's full name is John Stewart Diggle, and then he would be the Green Lantern.
Yeah, I heard that a lot.
I don't think that would happen.
Like, if they do want to do a Green Lantern show and have him be Green Lantern, I'm totally fine with, like, Diggle the show. But...
It's actually just going to be called Diggle Season 4, I told you. It's, Oliver really did leave. It's just going to be called Diggle. But I can't say, like, I don't think that would happen. If something like that did happen, I wouldn't be entirely opposed. But it just doesn't feel right for the show. Because with the exception of Adam this year, Arrow's roster tends to be the more grounded heroes, where their skills are based on, you know, skills and weapons and stuff as opposed to powers. And especially having such an extraterrestrial... origin for someone like Diggle would seem weird. I'm personally pulling for Hornblower. That would be great. Like, next season, just Diggle. But I'm interested to see what they do if they decide to give him something. Will it be something existing? Will it be something original? That's definitely something interesting for sure. It'll be really interesting to see how they bring Oliver and Felicity back. I'm assuming it's just going to be like, oh, fuck, we couldn't handle this. You need to come back. Because Damian Dark is just too dark, and they need Oliver. I think it'll be a good opportunity to give him a suit update, since he'll probably come back and be called Green Arrow.
He'll come back and make my pop vinyl out of date.
There, see, and they'll have to do another pop vinyl. So I imagine, I mean, he might not necessarily get a new suit, but I imagine since his Arrow identity is done and the police boxed it up, that he will get a new suit to go with his new name. And the paper's already spoiled that he's going to be called Green Arrow, so. And the comic and just the premise of the show in general, but. Yeah, I'm still surprised with how they ended that, with them sort of going off literally into the sunset. Like, it's such, it's such a defeat. Like, oh, okay, good. We can stop watching the show now, I guess. Nope. Guggenheim's there to stop us. He's going to stop us from stopping.
He's going to stop us with his funny name.
Guggenheim. But yeah. Like I said at the beginning, there was some parts I really liked. I just felt like it needed to be fleshed out more. I feel like the season in general... was kind of really weirdly uneven. Like, I didn't outright hate anything, but everything felt very off a lot, and so there was a lot of uneven pacing and decisions.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Like, someone on my Twitter feed said that they thought it was boring. And I said, well, I certainly don't think it was boring. And he was like, well, it's probably not the right word, but maybe, like, slow. And I kind of agree with slow. It was a weird situation where it was kind of slow and fast at the same time.
Yeah,
like, it's there was weird. Times where, like, the finale here where it was just like, oh, we're done. And then there was times where it just kind of kept going and going and going.
I feel like the first half of the season was kind of slower because it took a while to understand where we were going. Like, in terms of who big bad was going to be. I mean, we had Roz there, but, like, how it was going to structure. And then... it kind of started happening after Oliver's supposed death. And then even then, it wasn't clear. It was clear that Roz was the big bad, but it wasn't clear how it was going to shape up.
Yeah.
Because he offered him the role, and then when he said no, he started attacking. So you're thinking, okay, it's just going to be him attacking because he's mad.
He really wanted to retire.
Exactly. It was all about retirement. This was retirement plan this season. But it became unclear because at first you thought he would just attack because he's mad. Oliver said no, and then Oliver said yes, and then it was like, is Oliver evil for like 3 seconds? So I like how they did change the status quo often and kept you on your toes in terms of making a lot of changes, but everything felt unclear, and I don't know if it was partly because they didn't want to make it too much like season two. And so in efforts of trying to make sure it was different, they almost change things around too much. Like, I don't think it was a bad season overall, because they did a lot of really cool things, but it was just very uneven in pacing and decision-wise, and I'm hoping that changes next year, where things are a little bit more clear. I mean, I don't want it to be clear, like, I know what's going to happen, but you don't feel like you just don't know what their point is a lot of the time.
Right.
So, obviously, I still enjoy the show, though, because it's still enjoy talking about it a lot more than Tokyo right now. And our intro. How could we not love the show?
Right.
But, like, I'm really looking forward to next season because of, like, how it ended, just to see how they bring it all back. And
yeah,
what's going to happen to the Arrow Cave? Barry never got to use his glass case. That's the real issue here. That was the underlying point of the whole season, was that Barry didn't get to use his glass case.
That was the biggest flaw.
Like, are they going to operate out of the Queen building? Are they going to somehow get Foundry back? I don't know. Like, they really did blow up the season. They blew up the base. They changed the roster. Had a lesbian marriage that's never going to get annulled.
Is Quentin going to find out that he actually was the Arrow?
Yeah. I think he pretty much knows. He just... because he knew that Oliver was fighting Roz on the bridge or whatever. Is Quentin gonna stop being an asshole? Is the bigger question. Is he gonna go like full on out? He's got to go back to alcohol rehab, and then he's got to go to asshole rehab. Like, I get why he was mad, but he definitely was had a lot blinders on when it came to a lot of decisions.
Yeah.
How's he gonna react when he finds out Sarah might be alive, maybe, or have a different face? I don't know, or someone with her face. I don't know. Tell us who she is, damn it.
It's funny because we might actually know by the time this episode goes.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story of the podcast. We'll talk about things that are confirmed later.
Even when we're not talking about Toku, it'll happen. Like, I'm heavily surprised that the Supergirl trailer actually aired today.
Yeah, instead of. Like, right after, literally, like, they decided to put it up right after the podcast goes up. We're, like, infecting other genres now. but, yeah, I guess that's a good segue into it. The Supergirl trailer happened today, and I thought it looked really neat.
It does. Like, yeah, I can understand that being, like, everyone's cup of tea. But it hit the right buttons for me, I think, so...
Her outfit hit a lot of buttons for me.
The prototype outfit had a lot of buttons.
Yes, that was... It had even more buttons in the prototype stages.
But I like what I saw. I like how the fucking trailer... Like, it was just a series of her telling everyone who she was.
Like, it's funny because, like, Arrow had a really long stretch of everyone finding out. Flash did it all in one season. Supergirl did it all in one trailer. God, I didn't mean to kill you there, Brian. It was murder by trailer. Yeah, that is pretty funny. I loved the little, like, conversation she had with her boss lady about shouldn't be called Superwoman, and then she goes on this whole, like, monologue about how by having a problem with the word girl, you're the one that has the problem. That, like, perfectly summed up my thoughts whenever anyone in the Toku fandom cries sexism, is it's like... Whatever was happening really isn't sexist, but they're drawing attention to it, and by them making it seem sexist, they're kind of the ones with the problem, because they're now making a problem. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. So it was like one line in the trailer, but it like perfectly summed up how I feel about a lot of those situations. It was pretty great. Something just fell behind me. Oh, it was a sonic screwdriver. Every now and then those will just fall behind you. but I loved that line. She made a great first impression, obviously, physically, but just, like, her personality is really fun from the trailer. She's kind of like if Felicity was a superhero.
Kind of.
That's kind of the way I saw it. But, yeah, I liked her a lot in that. Okay, here's the thing. For most people I see around the internet, they do say that it's probably going to be in the same universe. So that's what I'm going to believe. Even if they can't work it out so that they can do a full-on crossover, like I said, as soon as I see a big belly burger, I'm happy.
The only problem I have with it being in the same universe is why no one in Flash Arrow talked about Superman.
Yeah. It's kind of like a weird thing because... I'm glad that they at least are allowed to mention him in this. Like, I don't think he'll ever appear just because of the whole movie thing, but I'm glad that they didn't have to weirdly dance around it with something like this. But I, because it's the same people, and I've heard them at least say, I've seen them at least say that they've thought about it. And I've, almost everywhere I've seen says that it's a possibility, but even if it's just like a soft crossover where there's just stuff like little references and not full-on things, it's still neat to expand it if that's true.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't cross over or whatever, it still looks like a really fun show. And it's just really neat to have all these shows. Like, DC's really killing it with all these shows lately. And there's going to be that, I think it's TNT, Teen Titans show.
Yeah.
So it's fitting because of the song. It's like, TNT in the song. Get it? So that's, it's all a reference. There's foreshadowing. Yeah, I don't think I have too much else to say other than I think it looks really good.
Like, if Constantine can find a home, then it's just like this onslaught of DC shows, like, everywhere.
Pretty much, and when Stephen Amell was, like, campaigning to get Constantine to cross over with it, so that would be interesting. I kind of gave up on Constantine, so I don't know, but...
It wasn't bad. I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
But still, like, if they did somehow find a way to put it somewhere, and that became part of the universe, and somehow they do end up having Supergirl crossover with this universe, like... Gotham's, like, the only one that's not connected to it.
Yeah.
I don't think Teen Titans will be, but still, like, it would be really neat if they found a way to work together and have this cross-network promotion. Obviously, it probably wouldn't be, I don't think, done like Flash and Arrow, where it's, like, a back-to-back night, but, you know, right. Just to have them say, oh, hey, this character is going to be on at this time, and I don't know, it's just
so, really Supergirl cool. And Gotham are on Monday.
At the same time.
Flash is on Tuesday. Arrow's on Wednesday. iZombie's on Tuesday. We need shows for Thursday and Friday.
I think Thursday will probably be... I'm hoping it'll be Legends of Tomorrow.
Probably.
I feel like that would be perfect.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Then we got to find one for Friday. The Green Lantern. Well, but Friday's usually not like a AAA slot, but like there would just be one on every day of the week.
DC week. All week, every week.
Except for the summer when they're trying to kill all the shows at the same time.
Yes.
But it's just really cool, and it's funny because, you know, obviously Arrow and Flash do get a lot of recognition, but I just think it's funny, like, whenever DC makes any kind of move in the movie, like, if there's, like, a picture or, like, a thought of a picture, people are immediately like, whoa, you suck. Look at all the movies Marvel's doing. But no one ever brings up in those heated arguments that, like, how hard DC's kind of crushing them in TV. Like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is freaking fantastic right now. But, I mean, just in terms of the amount of shows they have that are great and, like, they're actually building a universe.
Like, it's not like it's a flood of shows that are bad.
Yeah.
Like, all the shows that they have out, sans Gotham, really... are, like, really good.
And the fact that the Flareo universe is building this interconnected universe, kind of like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but for the small screen, is really cool. And they built it up, I don't want to say really fast, but at a pretty good pace without it seeming unnatural, and it's growing really fast, and there's all these different things, and it's really neat.
Because, like, it just started with the show about Oliver Queen, and now it's turning into, like, a universe.
Yeah, because you got Flash and...
cool.
And Legends of Tomorrow and potential other stuff, and if Supergirl's part of it, it's like we can always remember it just started with a little dude in a hoodie running around screaming, "You have failed this city, a businessman." And that spawned all of this, which is really neat. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's just such a good time to be a fan of like any of this stuff, really. There's just like so many shows. I think that's it for Ramble Time stuff, though. I guess we have the Flash finale next week, and then we can talk about the hopeful trailer of Legends of Tomorrow, which they officially announced the title of that.
Yeah.
And a little synopsis, like, Rory's got to stop people for a time heist or something, I don't know. You know Rory, doing a century and stuff.
This is Rory being Rory.
Pretty much.
It's just going to be like if Rory was a complete badass. I feel like that's just going to be the character.
I'm going to have... It's going to be an adjustment not seeing him as Rory. It'll be interesting for sure. That was like even before that that Shaw blowing up thing, I had a theory about... I forgot that he has time travel. So maybe he's like getting Sarah from an earlier time or an alternate timeline or something. I don't know. Just tell us! Future me will know. So envious of that guy right now. Present slash past me is just so in the dark about it. So I guess now it's time for
final thingies. MP3,
most energetic one ever. Although I guess no one will hear that because the MP3 will literally be there.
Final thingies.
I have a thingy, and it's not final.
So that was the premiere. It was filled with offensive stuff and really long stories, so pretty much the usual. The Facebook question will make a return at some point in the next week or so. I'm not sure. I feel like I said I was going to do black, but I think I might do red because we haven't done it yet, so look out for that at some point. I meant to do this at the beginning, but I forgot, but just special shout out to everyone that said nice things about the podcast this week. All like five of you, but still, like, it was really nice to read.
It made me really happy.
Yeah, so it was nice to see that people are listening.
Like, especially those ones that are like, oh, you changed my life. I'm like, oh my god, that's so sweet.
Keeper's long ones, and he was like, and then I did the thing, the reviews, and then it was acknowledged, and then we indentured him for life. Like, hey, we like this. Do it forever. That's actually pretty accurate how it went down.
We like this. You're ours now.
That's exactly how we've done everything, pretty much. We just kidnap them. But yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for all of your kind words.
We love you.
Most of you.